to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Mistakes were clearly made. And as a result, we let down the people we're entrusted to serve. I know our citizens deserve better, much better. Now, I'm the governor, and I'm ultimately responsible for all that happens on my watch, both good and bad. Now, without a doubt, we will cooperate with all appropriate inquiries to ensure that this breach of trust does not happen again. But I also want to assure the people of New Jersey today that what has occurred does not define us or our state. This administration and this legislature will not allow the work that needs to be done to improve the people's lives in New Jersey to be delayed for any reason.
There's Governor Christie at the State of the State address commenting on the Bridgegate scandal. That's how we get started, because that's the number one item this week on your Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio for the week ending January the 17th. So everything on the air from the 13th to the 17th is where we are, running down the top 10 talk topics from the Folks Talkers magazine published at talkers.com. The ones who listen and learn, I guess, about the talk radio industry. So you can listen and learn about the big hits of the week, the big discussion topics. So let's get to our monitoring of talk radio and figure out what has happened from number 10 to number 1, number of sports lawsuits, big stuff on talk radio, news talk radio, and also on sports talk radio, so that's number 10. Discussion of the flu, number 9, a discussion of the deals being made to keep the Iranians from having nuclear weapons, that's number 8. Number 7 is the NSA focus continuing. And the president saying, well, we're really not going to change very much at all there, but we'll talk a lot about it. Net neutrality case, number 6. Unemployment benefit extension discussion, number 5. Number 4, the continuing focus on the Affordable Health Care Act. And the Benghazi report, shapes up to be number 3 this week. All the shootings, number 2. And the Chris Christie scandals, number 1. In the talk radio review. So let's deal with that as we count up from 1 to 10 in this hour. Here's host Chris DeGaulle talking about Governor Christie. He thinks that he has a lot in common with President Obama. Let's listen to this.
There's a National Journal piece by Matt Berman. By the way, I've pledged and I'm sticking to my pledges. I'm not really interested in talking about the bridge or the scandals or anything like that anymore. I'm not. He had a State of the State address, so that's kind of why we bring it up. Matt Berman at National Journal does take a kind of a profile look at Christie. Rather than talk about the specifics of the scandal, it asks a broader question, and he hits it. The scandals swirling around the governor have a unifying theme, and that's an obsession with self-image. Again, I know this upsets people when I say it, but that's very, very similar to our president, if not entirely the same. He says that even if Christie isn't implicated in this bridge scandal or the ad scandal with the Stronger Than the Storm, and even though that's not a scandal, I don't think there's any there at all with the Sandy Storm money. I think that's moot. I mean, there's now ample evidence to suggest that the feds signed off on this ad campaign with him in it and were perfectly comfortable with he and his family in it. Remember, this is quid pro quo stuff. He did Obama a tremendous favor through this whole storm thing. You think they're going to hassle him about it? Well, they might now that they got what they wanted, but he could have, you know what, Chris Christie could have dipped his entire home and all of his belongings in gold with that Sandy money, and HUD and the feds would have signed off on it at the time. He was such a friend of the president at a time when things looked dicey politically. You kidding me? There's no there with this Sandy money thing. The bridge thing's a different matter, but the Sandy money, nothing. But anyway, at a minimum, writes Berman, they leave the impression that Christie's staff is fiercely protective of his image. These are ferociously rough and tumble politicians who surround themselves with loyalists, deep loyalists, who will do anything at all costs to protect their boss. I mean, it's political mafioso stuff. So why is Christie's staff so fiercely protective of the governor's image? Why else would a top aide work to cause a traffic jam in apparent retaliation for a Democrat mayor not endorsing the governor? And the same question could be asked by federal investigators looking into this tourism ad. The head of the panel in charge of selecting the marketing firm was a former aide to Christie, once received a $46,000 loan from him. By no means is Christie the first politician to be obsessed with and protective of self-image, but the lengths his administration has gone to are at best unique. Now that carefully whittled bipartisan anti-politician image is seriously damaged. And as the governor weighs a 2016 presidential run, he's got at least one already declared opponent, a perception of self-defeating narcissism. This is where the president and Governor Christie are kind of cut from the same cloth, an obsession with self.
Up next, more on Chris Christie. That's here on your weekly talk radio countdown show, continuing with a focus on the hot hits. Stay tuned for that.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or riteaid.com for details.
At the Sears Big Weekend event, the savings are so big, we brought in a big-time ring announcer to share.
Taking the ring with a body of steel, it's the unstoppable Kenmore Appliances. Let the knockout savings begin.
Head to the Sears Big Weekend event and get up to 30% off all Kenmore Appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
Sears, where better happens. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 30%. Other brand savings range from 5 to 15%. Offer valid 116 to 123. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Here's Talk Host Bill Carroll with Elise Young from Bloomberg. They discuss the Stronger Than the Storm scandal coming up right on the heels of the Bridgegate scandal. So two for the price of one for Chris Christie.
I guess for now the whole bridge issue is sort of behind him. But now he's got another issue. Well, first of all, is the other issue behind him?
It is nowhere near behind him.
Okay.
No.
Where's that at?
The George Washington Bridge is such a crucial link, not only for New York and New Jersey, but the whole East Coast to move along Interstate 95. And today we had another house in the legislature glom on to an investigation. So that special session will begin Thursday, and that joins an assembly investigation that was already called for Thursday.
Was there much in that document dump late on Friday that gave us anything new?
We're talking about more than 1,000 pages of documents. It shows that Port Authority personnel were really seeking to control the narrative
Isn't it amazing, though, how quickly any one situation can generate so much paperwork inside government? 1,000 documents on this one thing, this one closure of a couple of lanes. Just, it's mind-boggling to me. So what is this expensive commercial I've been hearing about?
The expensive commercial was a $25 million ad campaign that was paid for with HUD money, and it was supposed to be part of Hurricane Sandy relief. Hurricane Sandy just devastated the New Jersey shore, and HUD gave its permission for the administration to use this money for a tourism ad because the New Jersey shore is so crucial to New Jersey revenue from tourism. So Christie chose a vendor to make these commercials, and they starred him and his family on the beach, encouraging people to come to New Jersey because we're stronger than the storm. Democrats immediately went crazy, and they said that's $25 million that could have gone directly to folks who need help, not for an election year campaign ad.
Right. Well, I could also argue, I guess, that it's $25 million that might bring many more millions into the economy, which helps the state recover. That's probably the argument they're using, is it?
That is, yes, that is part of the argument. And as Christie's administration is pointing out, this passed muster with President Obama himself, and HUD has already viewed this matter once. Congressman Frank Pallone, a Democrat from New Jersey, disclosed today that HUD is taking a second look, and that would be the Inspector General's office within HUD.
So how does this compare in scale to the other problems he has? Is it's a big deal, too, or is it just part of the pylon now?
I can't say whether it is part of the pylon, but it is a curious thing, given that, as the administration is pointing out, this matter was reviewed, and the president himself had no problem with it.
Here's another radio host named Garland Robinette down in New Orleans who talked to political analyst Ron Fashow about some of the political fallout from the Christie scandals.
I was reading, I think it was yesterday, that Christie's mentor, the man who first introduced him to politics, I think at 15 years old, and mentored him all the way through, they did an interview with him, and he said, you know, you ought to think twice about whether or not you want this guy as president. He's got a record of vindictive and bullying. And when you've got somebody who's your mentor, the one you say you turn to for advice, saying being careful about voting for this guy, is that something that has legs, or is that just all part of politics?
No, I think that does have legs. It's very unsettling for somebody like Tom Kaine, who is a very well-respected former governor of the state, to say that. You know, he knows Chris Christie. He's been a governor himself. He knows what it takes to be a leader. And for him to express doubt like that, I think is a problem for Christie. And if I was Christie, I'd go sit down with Kaine and talk to him and try to get him to make some statements at some point in the future that would indicate his renewed level of trust and confidence in him.
How do you do that kind of thing? Because if I remember correctly, the reason his mentor came out and said that is he turned, Christie turned on his son politically. Is that correct?
Yeah, you know, it's like any political situation, whether it's Louisiana or New Jersey or any place else, people have these cross-current relationships where they're supporting certain people and opposing certain people for different things.
Up next, we shift the focus on the countdown to the shootings and the Benghazi report.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown harvested and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Continuing with this hour of the Talk Radio Review, I'm Doug Steffen, number two on the countdown, the shootings in Florida, New Mexico, and Indiana. Here's host Bob Clark talking about the shootings at the middle school in New Mexico, and if there's anything that can be done to make schools safer.
Short of turning our schools into fortresses, I think most people believe our schools are trying to do the best they can when it comes to safety, when it comes to training for teachers and staff in terms of how to respond if something tragic does happen. But what can be done, in your opinion, beyond that? I mean, something that maybe we're not doing now that you believe would make a big difference when it comes to trying to make someone think twice before they grab a gun and walk into a school and start shooting. For those of you parents who are listening, who have kids in school, it seems like almost every month, almost every 3 or 4 weeks, we have some sort of story regarding a school shooting somewhere in this country, and it just happened to be New Mexico's turn. For you parents who are listening, are you at the point now that you just have said to yourself, you know what, and look, not that you can't be proactive and not that you can't communicate with your child's school and be involved, but have you just sort of reached the point where you realize now that this can happen anywhere, anytime, and that it's almost now you just drop your kids off at school in the morning and trust that the schools are as safe as they possibly can, and then you just keep your fingers crossed that your kids will come home safe?
The Benghazi report, number three on the countdown. Here's what some of the folks that were calling into some of the talk radio programs we monitor had to say about the attack at the embassy in Benghazi. More importantly, the focus on this week's report from the Senate Intelligence Committee, which basically exonerated all the people who were really guilty.
From what I read, Barack Obama was told about the incident around 5 p.m., but from that time up until the next morning, he did absolutely nothing. Apparently, he had dinner, went to bed, then got up the next morning to go to a fundraiser in Vegas. So apparently, either he knew that something was going to happen or he didn't care. But they need to ask Barack Obama, what exactly did you do or try to do? I mean, you have four Americans, an ambassador, getting killed, and you go on a fundraiser?
When we began the war on terror, it seemed like the country was so united and our patriotism was so strong. We're going down party lines on our thoughts on four people losing their lives in Benghazi. And now that we have found out through a lot of work that this was preventable, it just seems like it's making everybody angrier with each other. I mean, I think we need to stop at the party line and who we're for and who we're against, but realize that we've lost four lives. You know, the truth of what happened is good for those families and for the whole country in general. We just need to get back our united patriotism if we're going to beat this war on terror.
You know, our CIA has a big black budget where we, the peasants, don't get to know what they're doing with our tax dollars. And what they're doing with our tax dollars is what we've been doing for the last 50 years. We love to go into these countries that don't kiss our behind servilely enough and destabilize them, especially if they have big pots of oil. Of course, the ultimate big pot of oil that's left in the Middle East for us to grab is in Iran. So that's what we were doing in Libya, undoubtedly, with our CIA, with our phony NGOs, is destabilizing the government, stirring the pot, making the country splinter into about 500 different parts so that we can control it with our puppets. We spend the money to destabilize it, and then we say we have to go in and stabilize it. If you play with fire, you get burned, and that's what happened to our poor ambassador, who was undoubtedly part of the team that was destabilizing Libya prior to the attack.
Affordable Care Act and unemployment up next as we continue to work our way through the top hits this week in the world of News Talk Radio.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We are the premier independent talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that
Silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen, back on the Talk Radio Countdown circuit, the week ending January 17th. So the charts for the week of the 13th to the 17th of January, all of the top stories here. Number four, the focus on health care. Here's talk host Mitch Henk with a doctor named John Muni. Muni has his own plan, an alternative, if you will, to Obamacare.
Now, how would you pull this off? What are you really saying should happen?
Well, we've been offering this plan for about 5 years now in New York metro area. This is a direct primary care model, which means for a flat monthly fee, you get access directly contracting with a physician who's going to provide your services. For a flat monthly fee, and it covers for $89 unlimited visit. There is no copay or deductible. Blood work, X-ray, sonogram, mammogram, pap smear, minor surgeries, physical therapy, and discounted prescription card is covered under this plan.
Wow! So you're dealing with the provider directly, no insurance company.
Yes, the patient is dealing with us directly. There is no middleman. So all the savings that we created, we pass on to our patients. Our admin cost is less than 2% compared to any other provider's admin cost, which could run up to 25%.
Who collects the money? The clinic?
When the patient signs up online, they provide their credit card numbers, and we deduct it automatically every month.
Okay.
So they don't get any bill from us. Unless their credit card declines, then we call them up.
So when you say us, who would that be?
I mean, my staff. You know, I have the dedicated people who's doing this and other stuff. So it's all done in our offices.
Okay, so I'm just seeing you have different providers, you know, competitive hospitals, competitive doctors, all doing advertising. We see it in the Yellow Pages. So in terms of who does, how do you pay which doctors? Does each doctor's office collect the money, or is there a centralized?
No. This is centralized.
It is centralized.
When people sign up, and we have a one-page application. Usually we ask demographic, and, people read the membership agreement. And then they provide their credit card, and we automatically charge their credit card every month.
I like the concept, but so how many providers are involved in this apparatus?
We have altogether 8 providers at this moment, all board certified physicians.
So really what you're suggesting is that more consortiums like this should form around the country, right?
Oh, definitely. And we are now forming, actually. There are a lot of doctors who are interested. There are already practices in Seattle, Washington, California, Florida, Virginia, Philadelphia. They're forming, Colorado.
Okay.
They're forming, and they're having very good success.
The unemployment benefit extension debate, number 5 on the countdown. Radio host Elizabeth Hess and Dave Gentry talking to Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois about the battle in the Senate over extending unemployment benefits.
One of the things that you've been talking about this week, and I know is not going away anytime soon, is the effort to extend unemployment insurance program. Tell me what kind of fight you're seeing in Washington and if this is going to actually go through.
I'm not happy at all with this, sir. 81,000 people out of work in Illinois who had their unemployment insurance cut off January 1st. During the course of the year, that number gets up to 230,000 unemployed people in Illinois. They're contacting my office, and the notion that some people have that these folks are living comfortably with unemployment checks isn't borne out when you really get in touch with them and talk to them. You know, a fellow wrote me and said, hey, I worked 34 years for the same company, and they ended up closing the plant. Now, he says, I've got a strong resume, and when I apply for a job, I'll take something. And they say to me, no, you know, you're overqualified. You're going to leave the first chance you get to find a better job. You know, that's a person trying to find a job who's up against a system where we have 3 unemployed people for every available job. Giving folks $300 a week to keep their families together, to pay the rent, the utilities, put gas in the car, pay the cell phone bill where they can go out to look for jobs, that used to be a bipartisan thing. Unfortunately, this time it isn't.
We've been doing these long-term benefits since the collapse in 08, haven't we?
Yeah, we have been. And just to give you an idea, what we're talking about here, unless we change it, we cut off the benefits at about 27 weeks. And 27 weeks, if you've got a job, may seem like a long time. But the average person unemployed in Illinois is unemployed for 38 weeks. And so now we find folks being cut off from unemployment benefits before they've had a chance to find a job.
How many more extensions do you think we're going to have to do?
Well, we need to see the economy turn around. Let's be honest about it. I mean, if the problem went away, if we saw, you know, a lot more jobs being created, then for goodness sakes, of course, we'll move away from these unemployment benefits. But as long as we have the data and the proof that there's still a lot of folks looking for jobs, a lot more than jobs available, you know, I think it's just basically fair that we continue to give them at least a chance to keep their families together. Think of the alternative. Out of work, now you don't get unemployment benefits, you're going to lose your home. You're going to lose where you live, at least, if you're renting. And you may not be able to pay the basics, food and utilities. I don't like to see that happen to folks that are working families that are trying to get back on their feet.
Up next on the countdown, net neutrality, the NSA, and Iran. They will all be in your ear if you're paying close attention. You got stereo in both of your ears. Next on the countdown.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes. From back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
At the Sears Big Weekend event, the savings are so big, we brought in a big-time ring announcer to share.
Taking the ring with a body of steel, it's the unstoppable Kenmore Appliances. Let the knockout savings begin.
Head to the Sears Big Weekend event and get up to 30% off all Kenmore Appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
Sears, where better happens. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 30%. Other brand savings range from 5 to 15%. Offer valid 116 through 123. Exclusion supply. See store for details.
Alrighty, you've tried to whiten your teeth before and you know how annoying it can be. One time you maybe used strips or those trays, and that's a horrible thing. What a mess. Ugh. Maybe you were using the bleaches or the things in toothpaste that sort of scratch your enamel. No. Power Swabs is the way to go. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in 5 minutes. 5 minutes! Average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes, 6 shades in a week. It's clinically proven, too, folks. It works. You will love the way your teeth look. No matter whether you have caps, crowns, or veneers, power swabs can get rid of your stains. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that whiter smiles are more attractive. Call 800-865-7602 for a white smile. 800-865-7602. No matter what the cause, this is the remedy. Free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. 800-865-7602 for power swabs.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line. Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
It's time to get your game plan ready. Stretch those muscles and give it your all at Rite Aid this January. Come in and get up to $50 in plus-up rewards during the plus-up rewards games. Thousands of products qualify. And you have all month to shop with your Wellness Plus card and score more rewards. Up to $50 in Rite Aid store credit just for buying some of your favorite products. Start shopping today. In-store purchases with Wellness Plus card only December 29th, 2013 through January 25th, 2014. Plus-up rewards loaded to Wellness Plus card. See RiteAid.com for details.
Whenever I need to get work done remotely, it happens.
Office Max has a full range of tablets, so you can be productive from anywhere.
See? Now, about this presentation I need to send.
Office Max has a services center to do all your printing, binding, and shipping.
This is crazy. I think I need to sit down.
Office Max has the new WorkPro chairs that are designed to last.
Wow.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
I'm Mr. Doug Steffen, and you are who you are, and you're interested in the world of News Talk Radio, right? You like listening to the discussion, the debates, the issues of the day. So the number six issue on the countdown this week, the net neutrality case. Who understands that? And if you don't, maybe this will help you. Radio host Nicole Sandler talking to tech analyst Tim Carr about the Federal Appeals Court striking down the FCC's ruling on net neutrality and what that means for the way you may be using the Internet in the future.
What happened with this D.C. appeals court?
This is DEFCON 5. What they have decided now is to completely throw out the FCC's open Internet order. The open Internet order is something that the FCC passed at the end of 2010 that had had a lot of problems. It was built on a shaky legal foundation. And this federal appeals court has basically said that the FCC doesn't have the authority to protect Internet users. Conversely, what that means is that Internet service providers like AT&T, Comcast, and Verizon can now block and censor online content at will. This is the Internet without net neutrality, which is not an Internet that's powered by Internet users, but one that's powered by the Internet service providers that sell access to the web.
So basically what can happen, and unfortunately I have my Internet via AT&T, they can...
We are in the Wild West.
Right? Right now, today, I can get a notice from them, or maybe not even a notice. All of a sudden, you might lose the video streams I have, or it would slow down so much that it would just be a consistent buffering, and you wouldn't be able to get my show because they've decided to put me on a slow lane and charge me whatever they want in order to give me enough bandwidth to do this program every day.
As a result of this decision, they could squeeze down and suffocate your program to a point where it's no longer able for anyone to stream it, and there would be no legal recourse to stop them from doing that.
Oh, my God. So what happens now?
What happens now is that the FCC, under its new chairman, Tom Wheeler, the chairman who made the original Internet order was Julius Genachowski. It was a weak order, again, because he used the wrong legal authority for the FCC to protect consumers. The new FCC chairman, Tom Wheeler, can do something that's called reclassification. He can take the language of the Telecommunications Act, which gives the FCC the full authority to put broadband Internet under Title II, which is a legal definition. But under Title II, the FCC would then have the restored ability to tell Internet service providers that they can't block, they can't strangle, they can't stifle Internet content.
NSA number 7 on the countdown this week. Here's host Wayne Cabot with Congressman Peter King of New York about the president's proposed changes to the NSA data collection program.
We asked Long Island Congressman Peter King, chair of the House Subcommittee on Counterterrorism and Intelligence, what he's hearing about what the president will do.
My understanding of what the president is going to propose are really minimal changes, almost cosmetic changes. I understand that one of them will be that he will have an advocate, a privacy advocate, in the courtroom during the proceedings. I think that's a little cumbersome, but it's not really that significant. It's not going to change things dramatically. So that, to me, is not, again, overly important. As far as I believe it's going to be that the president or somebody in the executive branch will make decisions regarding overseas wiretapping, if you will. To me, that intelligence you get is very important, but it doesn't appear as if it's going to interfere with very much what we're doing. And again, it's my understanding he's going to allow the NSA to continue to store the metadata they pick up from the phone calls, which is phone number to phone number. So when all is said and done, I think the president is basically going to keep the program intact, and I would support that.
You mentioned the NSA will still be able to gather and store the metadata from American phone calls. Is this necessary for national security, or is that overkill?
No, I believe it's absolutely necessary to maintain these phone calls. Again, not listening to phone conversations. All it does, it has phone number to phone number, and then if we become aware of a terrorist phone number, we can locate who that terrorist has spoken to in the United States. If we didn't have all the records, it would be very incomplete. So this way, by having all the numbers there, and that's all you do, you have the numbers, you find out if they've been in contact with a overseas terrorist, and only in that case, then you go to court and you get a court order to allow a surveillance of those phone calls. That's only phone calls in the future. It's only after there's been a court order issued, and it's only when there's been shown there's contact between the overseas terrorist and the person in this country.
Number 8 on the countdown is a focus on Iran again this week. Here's talk radio host Richard Dixon with a focus on the rumors surrounding the nuclear arms deal. The discussion and the deal reached this week with
this
Iran.
This claim that the new Iran deal, this deal that is taking place, it kicks in on the 20th, claims that there is a side agreement that has to do with how they're going to go about increasing their uranium and what kind of nuclear research they can do. And a side deal is called a non-paper in diplomatic terms. And it technically is not disclosed or always disclosed in a situation like this. And Iran claims they have one. Now, our country says, no, we don't know. We didn't have any deal like that at all. Don't know what you're talking about. It seems to me that the Obama administration is leaning an awful lot on people will never read this. These guys come out and they tell you what's in these bills, and they just lie about it because they know you're never going to get the thing and you're never going to read the thing. So you'll just believe whatever they tell you. Like, for instance, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your health insurance policy, you can keep your health insurance policy. That was a lie. And they could get away with it because they said, you know, no one's going to read this thing. Well, those who have read this, or any portion of this, are all largely saying the same thing. Now, this is interesting. When you get the far left and the far right agreeing on something, You can probably take it to the bank. And here's what they're agreeing on. Iran's giving up virtually nothing. In exchange for us dropping the sanctions that we've had on Iran for all this time, Iran's giving up nothing. Oh, no. Well, they promised not to enrich past a certain point, starting on a certain day. Yeah, that's huge. That is positively huge. Also, unenforceable. Unenforceable. Unless we post people there in their nuke plants, in their enrichment areas, at their centrifuges, to measure every single thing that's coming out. There's no possible way.
Up next, the flu and the NFL on the Talk Radio Countdown Show this week.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen, number 9 on the countdown, moving toward the end of the review, toward the top of the pile here. Conversation, actually, that I had on my Good Day program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus about the latest on this year's flu strain. Dr. Ken also lets us know about the cholesterol drug recall in this conversation.
Well, influenza activity remains high in the U.S. South and South Central states. Doug, this is out of the CDC, but it remains low in the Northeast where you are right now. The weekly flu report by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention said flu activity was widespread in at least 35 states. This is up from 25 the week before. Widespread flu activity means half of a state's county reports flu activity. This year's flu virus, it's the H1N1, uncharacteristically more likely affects middle-aged, healthy individuals as opposed to the usually most susceptible to the flu virus, which are the elderly, very young, and chronically ill. My humble opinion, there's still time to get the vaccine since the flu season will probably not peak till March.
Ken and I love to talk about vaccines. All right, the drug company Merck has recalled a cholesterol drug. This isn't something that you use. You use, what are the, as a cardiologist, what cholesterol drug do you prefer?
I like Crestor, Lipitor, but this drug, packaging defects have prompted a recall of a combination cholesterol drug called Liptruzet. It's produced by Merck and Company. It's temporarily affecting the entire American stock. Merck has said the foil pouches, Doug, holding Liptruzet pills could allow air and moisture inside, potentially decreasing the drug's effectiveness. The recall covers all four dose strengths and every batch that's gone out since Liptruzet hit the market in May. Liptruzet combines two medications that work together to reduce bad cholesterol levels, Lipitor and Zetia, but both of these drugs are readily available individually.
And the number 10 item on the countdown, the NFL concussion settlement. Host Chad Dukes and LeVar Arrington talking about the NFL concussion lawsuit agreement which has been tossed because a judge says $765 million is not anywhere near enough to take care of everybody, all the problems that may develop in the future.
This, you know, huge pile of money isn't enough. We'll pick up the tab on whatever isn't when it's all said and done, because you'd have to assume now they signed the collective bargaining agreement moving forward. They're not going to have to pay this next generation of players. They've made them aware of the risks of playing the sport. Seems to me that would be the quickest way to make this whole thing go away, LeVar.
Well, it just seems like there's the whole discussion of collusion that took place. And, again, if there was a contract that was done in deception, you can go back and go through that contract. Now, that would be super ugly. That would be super messy. But it's something that could possibly happen in the future, if you ask my opinion on it. So it'd be interesting to see if the NFLPA, how they approach this, how the players who have been a part of these suits approach it, how people who have been on the fence about possibly taking legal action, how they approach the situation. It just, at this point, you'd have to assume that the NFL is going to have to brace and prepare for some pretty fierce and intense attacks on them.
And the thing about it is that it does affect – people look at the television ratings and they kind of get this inflated sense of, oh, there will never be any type of impact made on the NFL because look at how many people are watching it and consuming it. We've seen the numbers, LeVar, go down as far as children that are being allowed to participate in football at an early age.
Sure.
They're playing other sports. Their families, we've had professional football players, well-respected ones still in the league, come out and say, hey, I don't know if I'd let my kid play football now that we know this information about what it can do to them down the, you know, and later on in their lives as far as the concussions and the symptoms that come after that, the dementia, all the things that take place, the eroded quality of life. That, to me, is the real X factor moving forward with this issue. It's not whether or not people are still like football or still want to consume football. It's just you can get the top-level athletes to stick around and focus their attention on this sport as opposed to another sport.
It's not that the NFL is going to lose their talent pool, because they're not.
You don't think so?
No.
It's not possible.
It's not going to happen. And the reason why it's not going to happen is because it's still the most popular sport. And even if it wasn't the number one sport, just hypothetically, which I doubt that could even happen within the next 10, 15, 20 years, the best of the best athletes are generally going to choose two sports, and that's going to be basketball, and that's going to be football, and then there's the rest.
A rich discussion week on News Talk Radio, and we've reported it all for you here. Hopefully you've been paying attention. And so I wrap up this hour of the Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.